Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Abbauen is to cut or to reduce. Abbauen, to cut. How would you say, I cut? Ich baue ab. You see, it's a separable verb. Ab is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich baue ab. How would you say the company cuts? Die Firma baut ab. How would you say the company cuts positions? Die Firma baut Stellen ab. So one way to say positions, or actually jobs, job positions, or workplaces, is Stellen. Die Stelle, the job position. Die Stellen, the plural form. So die Firma baut Stellen ab. The firm cuts positions. How would you say the firm cuts workplaces? Die Firma baut Arbeitsplätze ab. So another word is Arbeitsplätze. Workplaces. Die Arbeit, the work. Der Platz, the place. So Arbeitsplätze, workplaces. Die Firma baut Arbeitsplätze ab. How would you say the company cuts work positions? Die Firma baut Arbeitsstellen ab. So here we combine Arbeit with Stellen and we have Arbeitsstellen. So work positions. Actually all mean the same, but you see we have different words. Just to differentiate them, I will use for Stellen, positions, Arbeitsplätze, workplaces, and Arbeitsstellen, work positions. Just so you have a lot of alternatives to play around with this beautiful language. How would you say our firm cuts workplaces? Unsere Firma baut Arbeitsplätze ab. How would you say our firm cuts positions? Unsere Firma baut Stellen ab. Unsere, our. Unsere, with an E at the end, because it's die Firma. How would you say our company cuts workplaces? Unser Unternehmen baut Arbeitsplätze ab. So here we say unser Unternehmen, because it's actually das Unternehmen neuter. And in the nominative, when used as a subject, for the subject we use the nominative, we have no ending. We say just unser. Unser. Unser Unternehmen, our company. Unser Unternehmen baut Arbeitsplätze ab. Our company cuts workplaces. How would you say our company cuts soon many workplaces? Unser Unternehmen baut demnächst viele Arbeitsplätze ab. Demnächst is one way of expressing soon. Demnächst. Unser Unternehmen baut demnächst viele Arbeitsplätze ab. Many workplaces. Viele Arbeitsplätze. How would you say our company will cut soon many positions? Unser Unternehmen baut demnächst viele Stellen ab. So, in English, you might here use the future, will cut. But since we're using soon, demnächst, We have a marker for the future. We can use the present tense in German, also for the future. So, unser Unternehmen baut demnächst viele Stellen ab. How would you say our company will cut in the near future many work positions? Unser Unternehmen baut in naher Zukunft viele Arbeitsstellen ab. In naher Zukunft. In the near future. In naher. So nah is near. In naher Zukunft. So nah with ER at the end. Why? Because it's actually die Zukunft. But in here in context of time, triggers dative. And the female dative article is der with ER. So we add the ER. We say in naher Zukunft, in the near future. Unser Unternehmen baut in naher Zukunft viele Arbeitsstellen ab. How would you say our company will cut in the near future many positions? Unser Unternehmen baut in naher Zukunft viele Stellen ab. How would you say our company cuts in the near future many workplaces? Unser Unternehmen baut in naher Zukunft viele Arbeitsplätze ab. How would you say in the past? The company has cut. Das Unternehmen hat abgebaut. You see, abgebaut is the participle. Since it is a separable verb, the GE slips in between. Abgebaut. Das Unternehmen hat abgebaut. How would you say the company cut 1,000 positions? Das Unternehmen hat 1,000 Stellen abgebaut. How would you say the company cut last year 1,000 positions? Das Unternehmen hat 1,000 Stellen letztes Jahr abgebaut. Letztes Jahr. Actually, it's das Jahr. We carry on the same S. Letztes Jahr. Das Unternehmen hat 1,000 Stellen letztes Jahr abgebaut. You could also put the time before. So say, das Unternehmen hat letztes Jahr 1,000 Stellen abgebaut. Key is that abgebaut, the second verb, is kicked to the very end. How would you say, last year the company cut 1,000 positions? Letztes Jahr hat das Unternehmen 1,000 Stellen abgebaut. You see, we say in German, last year has the company. Because the first verb is always at the second position. Letztes Jahr hat das Unternehmen, last year has the company. Letztes Jahr hat das Unternehmen 1,000 Stellen abgebaut. How would you say, last month our company has cut 1,000 work positions? Letzten Monat hat unser Unternehmen 1,000 Arbeitsstellen abgebaut. Notice, letzten, because it's an accusative of time. And der Monat is masculine. The accusative masculine article is den, en. We carry on the same en. So we say letzten Monat, last month. Letzten Monat hat unser Unternehmen 1,000 Arbeitsstellen abgebaut. How would you say last month our company cut 1,000 positions? Letzten Monat hat unser Unternehmen 1,000 Stellen abgebaut. Great. Next time, we'll go through the verb klären, to clarify. Klären, to clarify. Like when you want to clarify a problem. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.